The Bible tells us that God holds the entire universe in the palm of his hands. He is the creator of all things. But how expansive is the Lord's dominion? To answer this question and many others, join Pastor Paul and the Word Mission Church family on yet another insightful message.
Oh, but get excited. There was a note this week, the City Bible app that I have on my phone, and they said that when it gets to this time of the year, some people just shut it down for the year. It's almost the holidays, and they just turn it off. We'll just pick it up again the beginning of the year. And they were saying that, don't do that. And I agreed with them, don't do that. Typically for me, this time of the year, I'm putting on the gas pedal. Lord, everything that you have for my life, everything that you have for the people of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, everything that he has packed for your life for this year, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this month and through the rest of the days of this year, you will see the hand of God. You will see the goodness of God. You will see everything that he has packed for you. May nothing pass you by. If you believe that, say amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so don't relax on your faith. Everything that God has for you this year, purpose that you will receive it. And as we get into the holiday season as well, just stand your ground and keep up your faith. Continue to read the Bible, continue to pray, continue to seek God. And thank God for that amazing testimony. We were here praying on a Friday night, and she said it as well. And the Spirit of God came on me, and I said, let's pray against suicide. Let's pray against suicide. Let's pray against suicide. Let's pray against suicide. And like she said, one of us had a dream that people around them were committing suicide the next day, and she continued praying, and she went to work the next day. Somebody missed work for a couple of days, and when they showed up, they said, I was trying to commit suicide. That is why I wasn't at work, but I couldn't do it. I tried so many ways, I couldn't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that awesome testimony. Prayer makes a difference. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Someone will say, why don't you do that all the time? We do it as the Spirit wills and as the Spirit leads. It's not us doing it. It's Jesus Christ doing it through us. So just be sensitive in this season. And don't relax your ground. And in this season, some people as well, this is a season as we approach Halloween. Yesterday we were out somewhere, and at the other living where we got out, somebody said, Happy Halloween. And we responded and said, we don't celebrate Halloween. And I said, oh, I apologize. I apologize. All of a sudden, she straightened up and became a Christian, or pretended to be. But you see, there are rules in the spiritual realm. And a couple of years ago, we knew a family, and around this time of the year, we were trying to tell them. They started talking about Halloween, and we said, don't open up yourself to that, because I mean, there is nothing to celebrate about darkness. There's nothing to celebrate about darkness. And darkness and light don't mix. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21, he talks about the fact that don't celebrate or drink of the cup of devils and the cup of the Lord. You see, so they didn't listen. And they were doing all these things. And later on, we saw the child that they had opened up to those things, that came under a strong demonic influence because they had opened themselves up by participating in that. There is nothing to celebrate about darkness. Celebrate life. Celebrate light. Celebrate light and stand. So parents, just a word of caution. One time a minister was sharing, someone who had come out of the, this is not my message, but it will help someone. Someone who had come out of the occult has said, Christians don't know what they do, what they get themselves into when they participate to celebrate Halloween. You don't even want to know. You are celebrating something that is That is, you're participating in darkness. Don't do it. Let's celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate life. Let us celebrate light. And it's so important for us to realize that. Sometimes people do that and they lose their kids and so many bad things happen. Don't go there. Okay. All right. So this month we'll be studying on our authority and our dominion in Christ Jesus. Genesis chapter 1. Go to the book of beginnings with me, please. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and we're getting good reports as well from Miss Celeste out on the missions field, talking about all the healing that she has received in her life as well as we continue to pray for her. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God said, you see, that is God, that was God's original plan, that was God's original intent, that was God, what God meant for man in the beginning. Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. Notice that phrase, dominion. Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle of the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Mark that down as the one of the reasons why God created man. To have dominion. And the word dominion, I want one meaning of it from the dictionary, says power or the use of power, sovereignty over something, stewardship, supremacy. I like that. Stewardship, power. And in Psalm chapter 8 verse 3, the psalmist repeats what was said in Genesis. Thank you, Lord. He says, as for the Psalm chapter 8, verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the parts of the sea. What is man? He says, you have made him a little lower than angels. Verse 5, in the Hebrew, the word there for angels is Elohim, which is actually God. You have just made him a little lower than yourself. What was the reason? To have dominion over everything that God created. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is why in all of us, no matter what we are going through, there is that tendency, there's that thing in us that no matter what we are faced with, we want to dominate and not be the ones dominated. there's a quest to dominate. You see that even in little kids, just before they, I mean, let's say you have one child and another one comes. The first one that came wants to tell the younger that I came before you. And even in my kids, I see them battling it out. I'm the first. I'm the one that came first. The last one says that, why do I always have to be last? We know, we say, you are not last, you are third. There's a difference. So in all of us, there is a desire to dominate. Because that's the way God made us. He created us in his likeness and in his image to dominate. But we see an event happen in the same Genesis chapter 3. And we see man fall from the place that God had created him to be. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God said that they shouldn't eat. And the Bible says, God told man at that point, from dust that you came from, you shall return to the dust. And now you have to begin to toil. But you see, notice what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. I don't know if you've realized this or not before. Thank you, Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into the transgression. Adam wasn't deceived. The woman was the one that was deceived. And when God came, what has happened, he shifted the blame to his wife. He said, the wife that you gave to me has caused us this problem. But his eyes was wide open when he fell into the transgression, the Bible says. And the woman said, it was the serpent that did it. It sounds typical, right? When the issues come up, there's a finger pointing going on. You are the one that caused me to do this. Adam was deceived, was not deceived. The woman was the one that was deceived. So they fell from that place of dominion. Instead of being the ones dominating, now they are the ones being dominated. So important for us to realize that. And in life, all of us have that desire to dominate. It's in there. It's in us, because that's the way God made us to be. And in Genesis, there is an account in Genesis chapter 27. There is an account of Esau when he lost his blessing to Jacob, and later on he came and was crying to God for the blessing to be restored to him from his father. But notice what the father says in Genesis chapter 27, verse 40. Genesis chapter 27, verse 40. Genesis chapter 27, verse 40. Thank you, Lord. He says, I like how he puts it in the King James. Let me read it from there. He says, by thy sword shall you live and serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. God wants us to have dominion. And here he was trying to comfort him. But the key here is, he says, when you shall have dominion, you shall break his yoke from off your neck. Dominion is not an option. You are either above or beneath. You are either the one dominating or you are the one being dominated. Oh, but in this season, as we begin to realize who we are in Christ Jesus, when we get to that point, when we realize the dominion that has been given back to us in Christ Jesus, we will break the yoke of the enemy off our back and tell him to get off of our lives. If you don't realize that, you will continue to be dominated.
My prayer for us in this season is that we will get to the point, we will get to the place where instead of being the ones that are under a yoke of bondage, under any yoke of the enemy, we are the ones that are free. And this morning, any form of bondage that you may have come into the house of God with, I can assure you by the word of the Lord, may that yoke be destroyed off your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, say amen. I'm getting excited. But you have to realize that when Jesus Christ came and he resurrected, well, it's one of the reasons he came and he restored what had been lost in the beginning, to restore man back to God's original plan, to God's original purpose that God created him for. It's so important for us for us to realize that. We've now come into the kingdom of God. And one of the first things that we see man being subject to was that they came under the dominion of sin. So there are areas where we can exercise dominion in our life from a spiritual standpoint. And then you also have to realize that if you are in Christ Jesus, you are not the same old person again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creator. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You are not the same old person that you used to be. There is a new creation on the scene. And that new creation is as new as when Adam was created in the beginning. Not the same old person. There is a new creation on the scene. The old things have passed away. So when the enemy tries to bring you a picture of the past, what happened to you before you were born again, tell him, no, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. And notice in Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 6, verse 7, notice what the Bible says. Romans chapter 6, verse 7. It says, let me read now from the New King James. It says, knowing this, that our, this is so important. This is the foundation that will cause us to walk in victory in our lives. Knowing this, that our old man, talking about the old man, was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves. Notice the phrase, the slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Verse 14, notice that phrase. Do something to it in your Bible or your app. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under grace. You and sin shall no longer have dominion over you. You are no longer under the dominion of sin. The old man was crucified with Christ Jesus. You are made alive with Christ Jesus. Therefore, sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin and Satan are synonymous. Satan was the, sin came through him. And so Satan shall not have dominion over you. You have dominion over sin. Realize that from a spiritual standpoint. Realize that you have dominion over sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are no longer the same person. You are no longer under the dominance of the enemy. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And by virtue of coming into the kingdom of God as well, by virtue of coming into God's family. Notice, you see, the thing that gets a lot of people is you are born again, but not knowing who you are, the enemy continues to dominate. Notice Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, I'm taking my time to go through these things because it's so important. He says, he has delivered us from the power or the authority or the domain of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. You are no longer under the domain of darkness. You are no longer under the power of darkness if you are born again. You are no longer supposed to be dominated by the enemy. You have been translated. That is, I like that term because in math we have translation. You have moved from one place to another. If you know it, it gives you a sense of mastery. It gives you a sense of confidence. It gives you a sense of supremacy, knowing that you are no longer under the domain of darkness. You are no longer under the domain of sin. You are now in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of the Son of his life. In the Son of his love, you have gone from darkness to light. Settle that. You are no longer under the domain of darkness from a spiritual standpoint. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Another thing that you have to realize also, that you are no longer under the domain of sickness and disease. In Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45, there was a leper who was cleansed of his leprosy, and he went about testifying of what God has done. And you see, it's one thing to be sick and to be healed. It's one thing also to be healthy. If they hadn't committed the sin in the beginning, they wouldn't have known what sickness was. And then it's another thing for you to be used to now heal the sick. Now you are exercising dominion in that area. This morning, my prayer is, in any area of your body where the devil is afflicting you, in the mighty name of Jesus, receive, as the word of God goes forth, his healing power, his healing virtue in your life right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And not only that, may you, instead of being the one that is sick, be the one, like the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18, be the one that lays hands on the sick and sees them healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Exercising dominion over sickness. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The leper couldn't keep his mouth shut, especially if doctors have told you that some sickness is incurable. And when you see God heal you, there is no way you can keep your mouth shut. No way you can keep your mouth shut. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dominion over sickness. That is God's plan for our lives. Like, for instance, when a rash came on one of our sons, a couple of years ago, and we took him to the doctor, and they said they couldn't find what strain it was to even prescribe a treatment for it. Understanding my dominion, I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, I curse this rash and I command it to wither and to die. And within 3 days, to the glory of God, his flesh was clean and the sickness was gone. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Dominion over sickness. Dominion over sickness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Another thing that we see also is that God, in the great plan of redemption, has made a way for us as well. Dominion from a financial standpoint, deliverance from poverty. Don't let anyone tell you that poverty is good. If you ask the person whose rent is due and they cannot pay, and the landlord is kicking them out, whether lack in the financial area is good or not. It's not. Notice what the Bible says. Poverty is a destroyer. Notice what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. The Bible says, the rich man's wealth is a strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The rich man's wealth is a strong city. Dominion in that area as well. Because we see Abraham, in his life, God so blessed him that in Genesis chapter 4, chapter 24, verse 34, Genesis chapter 24, verse 34. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 24, verse 34. It says, glory be to the name of the Lord. The Bible says that, so he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. God has blessed him, and he has an abundance. God has blessed him, and he has. Because Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, not poor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's so important for us to realize that God's plan is that we will have an abundance to help the poor. We will have an abundance to be a blessing to other people. We will have an abundance to give to God's work. We will have an abundance to be a blessing. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that poverty will not know your address, in Jesus' name. I pray that someone approaches, you meet someone someone, and they say they are in a great need, that you will be in a position to be a blessing to them. I pray that you get into a position where you build churches for God. I pray that you get into a position where you use the wealth and the finances that God has given to you to be a blessing to humanity. If that's you, say a big amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That's God's plan for our lives. That's God's plan. Abraham was blessed. Abraham was blessed. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 13, verse 2, it says, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he's one of the Bible calls him the father of our faith. Then his son, Isaac, went even a step further in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14. God blessed him so much that a whole nation envied him. Let's read that. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. Thank you, Lord. Dominion in that area as well belongs to us. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, the Bible says, so then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds, and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. I pray this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, may God bless you so much that the people around you who don't believe in God and who don't know God will look at you and say, are you the only one serving God? Glory be to the name of the Lord. Dominion in that area as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Solomon loved the Lord, the Bible says. And God blessed him to much to the extent that in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 5, notice what happened there. If you have seen the scripture before. He says, King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 20,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. That's a lot of bulls and that's a lot of sheep. Oh, but my heart cry is that God will so bless you. Oh, that as you continue to be faithful where you are, He'll continue to increase you to where, oh, you begin to be one that God uses in that area as well. Don't despise where you are. God has a good place for you. And He's taking you there as you are faithful to Him where you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So then there's another area as well where, you see, sometimes in our lives, sometimes in one area of life, we have exercised dominion there and we have increased and we have seen victory in that area. But sometimes in another area, We have not exercised the dominion that belongs to us in Christ Jesus. So we are not whole in that area. There was a certain woman. I'm enjoying this. Are you with me? There was a certain woman in the Shunammite woman. She had influence in the city. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, we see a story there. She had great influence in the city. And Elijah kept passing by and stopping by a house. Elisha kept stopping by a house on some occasions to rest. And he said, what shall be done for this woman? What do you want us to do for you? She had influence in the city. She said, do you want us to speak to the king for you? He said, no, I don't need that. I dwell among my own people. I have influence in the community. From a financial standpoint, I have dominion. But that, I mean, and there was an area of her life where she had closed. And she had closed that part of her life to God and written it off. Gehazi said, this woman doesn't have a child. She doesn't have dominion in that area. The prophet said, next year, according to the time of life, even though you have closed that area to God, even though you have shut it down as a closed case, you have called that case closed, you will have a child according to the word of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this morning, in any area of your life that is not whole, in some cases you have closed it up and given up hope, this morning God is saying to you, don't give up hope. In the name of Jesus, I will step in and turn it around because I want you to have wholeness in every area of your life. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, there was a certain man as well. In the Old Testament, the Bible says his name was Naaman. And again, this person had influence in the community. He had influence in the community. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, he says, now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but a leper. But a leper. He's a commander of the army. God used him even to give victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. But he was a leper. Leprosy was a dangerous disease in those days. And even now it still is. He was a leper. This morning, that was the area of his life where he did not have dominion over. He was a leper. This morning, you may look in some area of your life that is diseased, and that is diseased and not whole. Oh, but the prophet sent him and gave him simple instructions to do that he can come out and be delivered. My prayer again this morning is, any area of your life that is not whole this morning, I pray that God steps in, touches you, intervenes, and makes you completely whole. Spirit, soul, body, financially, in your family, in every area of your life. That bat in your life that sometimes is closed, that gives you, that you shed tears about, that you don't talk to anyone about, in the mighty name of Jesus, may God step in and turn it around in Jesus' mighty name. If that's you, say amen. But he was a leper. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is my prayer for all of us this morning. The prayer that I pray for us is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. That God will make us whole in every area of our life. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May your whole spirit, soul, and body, every area of your life be made whole this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any area of your life that is not whole, in Jesus' mighty name, as you sit under the influence of the word of God this morning, receive wholeness in Jesus' mighty name. If that's you, say a big amen. Wholeness, spirit or dominion, spirit, soul, body, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at some few keys to exercising and walking in this new dominion. Number one, we must be submitted to God. We must be yielded to God. James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We must be yielded to God. He says, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You see, you cannot exercise dominion over the devil if you are not yielded or submitted to God. The submission to God must come first. Submit to God, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will do what? He will flee. Who will he flee from? You. Notice, doesn't say Jesus. You. He will flee from you. But you have to submit yourself to God first and do some, get busy and do some resisting. Resist him and he will flee from you. Peter, writing his letter, also says something similar in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be sober. That's similar to what James was saying. Submit yourself to God. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. An adversary is an opponent, someone arrayed against you. He's not after people that are not saved. He already has them. That's not his main concern. This letter is written to Christians. He walks about seeking whom he may devour. But you submit yourself to God. Be sober. Be vigilant. Then the next verse 9, what does he say? Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. He walks about like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Looking for someone to devour. Like a roaring lion. Like a lion, not the lion. Because Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The one that has prevailed. The one that has won the victory for us. But he goes about roaring. What are we going to do about him? Stick our head in the sand and hope he goes away? No. He tells you exactly what to do. Resist him. When he shows up in your health, resist him. When he shows up in your family, resist him. Submit and yield yourself to God. When he shows up in your affairs, resist him. But you must be sober. You must be vigilant. You see, in this whole plan of redemption, the devil had to be dealt with. So that the dominion that Adam lost in the beginning, we can regain it. And for the Christian, like I said, you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. There is no way the enemy can have any place in you unless you give him place. Whether consciously or ignorantly or unconsciously. That is why Paul, in writing to the Ephesians, in Ephesians 4:27, he says, "Nor give place to the devil." That means you can. You have to give him place or he can't have access in you as a believer. And he doesn't play nice. If he comes into your house and you open up just the storage room, next thing you know, he wants to take over the whole house. Don't give him any place. Instead, take your authority in Christ Jesus and resist him. Resist him. That means put up a fight. Like someone who resists arrest, when they are arrested, they put up a fight. Don't yield into him. Resist him, and he will flee. You see, the thing is, from God's standpoint, the devil has been destroyed. For the Christian standpoint, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. He says, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shed in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death." Notice the phrase, might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So through fear, you can open up yourself to the enemy to have any place in you. To have place in you. But the thing here is that Jesus, I love this. He himself likewise said in the same, that through death he might destroy him. Another translation says he might paralyze him. Who hath the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus has destroyed him for you. He's just going about roaring like a lion with his deception and with his lies. That is my signal that carry up. With his deception and with his lies. But for the Christian, you don't have to yield through fear. Sometimes it's through fear that we yield to him. That we open up ourselves to him. You do not need to be afraid of him or his works. For this purpose, the Son of God was revealed that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Destroy him. Who had? Had is in the past tense. It's past. Had the power of death. That is why he goes about like a roaring lion. but you do not have to give him any place in your life. Through any means, don't give him any place in your life. But instead, resist him and he will flee from you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This morning, by the light that is being received, that you are receiving, I see someone walking in victory. I see someone being delivered from fear. I see someone being delivered from every bondage that the enemy may have kept you in. Every captivity that he may have kept you in. Realize this morning that if the Son shall set you free, you are free indeed. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, set your mind, stand fast in the liberty that Jesus Christ has made you free, and refuse to be entangled with any yoke of bondage again. I am no longer a slave to the enemy. I refuse to be dominated by him and by his works. Jesus is my Lord. I receive my orders from him. I receive my commands from him. I am not yielded to the enemy. I refuse to lie down and let him steal my family. I refuse to lie down and let him steal my health. I refuse to lie down and let him steal my finances. In the mighty name of Jesus, devil, take your hands off of my life, because I am the temple of the living God. Because God dwells in me, because I am God's property, because I am bought with his precious blood, I will not be dominated by you. I am free indeed. I stand in that liberty. I will not be dominated in any area of my life. Any area of my life, oh, that is not whole. I know that I serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and his prayer is that I will be made whole, spirit, soul, and body, and in every area of my life. And so, beginning from this morning, by the light of God's word, I will not be dominated by you anymore. I will not be dominated by you in my dreams. Oh, I will not be dominated by you in my mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I will think the thoughts of Jesus after him. Devil, take your hands off my mind. Take your hands off my body. I am yielded to God. Jesus is my Lord. I am yielded to him. Your ways have been destroyed, and I refuse, and I do not permit it in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, any area of your life that is in bondage, in the mighty name of Jesus, may God turn it around. May God turn it around. May God deliver you. 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 Oh, that yoke of bondage, by the anointing of his word, and by the anointing of his spirit, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. May that yoke on your life be destroyed this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And may you enter a new season of liberty. May you enter a new season of freedom. Oh, you are a new creation. You are not the same person you used to be. You are now in the kingdom of light. Darkness will not have dominion over you anymore. By the light and the revelation of God's word, beginning from this morning, may you walk in victory. May you walk in victory. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Oh, even our faith. Thanks be to God who always gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. This morning, I have come to announce to you by the word of God, you have the victory. I said 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 you have the victory. You have the victory in your health, and you have the victory in your finances. You have the victory in every area of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your freedom. Receive your freedom. Receive your freedom. In Jesus' mighty name. Abba Sotaliata. Oh, let's lift up our voice to him this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your victory this morning. 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 Oh, receive your victory this morning. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, receive your victory this morning. Receive your victory this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Word Mission Church International. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, we invite you to join us this morning at 10 a.m. Word Mission Church International is located off of Edison Avenue at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80915. For more messages like this, be sure to visit our website at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. If you are in need of a Bible, stop by our church at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, on Saturday at 6 p.m. or Sunday at 10 a.m., and we'll be glad to bless you with a new Bible. If this message was a blessing and the Lord leads you to partner with us in spreading God's Word, simply text the word GIVE to 719-215-8338. For a tax-deductible gift to the ministry, give to 719-215-8338. Remember to visit the website, www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. Also, let us know how this message was a blessing and how we can help further. Stay blessed. Word Mission Church International. Bible-rich sermons, authentic fellowship.